And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. Maybe high school was a long time ago for you, maybe not so long, but you've tried to block it out of your mind. But between the Friday night football games and senior proms, after the exhilaration of finding your locker for the first time and before the graduation ceremonies, there's a lot that isn't very glamorous or fun. It's just very real. It's time to go inside with High School Confidential.
Every year, high schools across America open their doors to a new class of freshmen.
I don't think I'm looking forward to anything. I'm more like scared about high school.
A lot of other people in the grade are having like sex and are thinking about stuff I don't think a 15-year-old should be thinking of.
Some of them do what's expected and try to be perfect.
I believe like no fornicating or whatever before marriage.
Others struggle to find their own path.
I don't want to just go to KU. I really want to get out of Kansas.
I battled depression, anorexia.
I think it should go from kissing to something further, like sex.
I just don't remember things like that when I was in high school.
From 2002 to 2006, cameras documented a group of girls attending Northwest High School in Overland Park, Kansas.
I don't want to be a cheerleader. I'd rather die first.
They tend to like think that we're supposed to act a certain way because I'm African American.
What risks did they take?
I'm engaged in, I don't know, I guess it's kind of unrelatable to a lot of people.
What boundaries did they cross?
I don't really drink to the point where I'm throwing up and passing out. That's only happened then.
The answers may surprise you.
That was the opening of High School Confidential, a documentary series. That was from the first season, which aired in 2008 on WeTV. Season 2 has just been released, and joining us today is Sharon Leese. She's a filmmaker who lives in Overland Park, and she's the executive producer of High School Confidential. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So Northwest High School, mentioned there in the opening, that's in the Blue Valley School District. That was where this all happened from 2002 to 2006. How did you get the idea to do a documentary like this?
Well, I had a daughter who was in high school at that time, and kind of was my inspiration. I was looking for things, documentaries and reading material about high school, and didn't really find anything that was satisfactory. So kind of a self-made project. I thought, well, it would be really interesting to follow people, kids and girls especially, for all 4 years of their experience, not just, you know, fly in and see them for a couple months.
And so how much time did you actually spend with them? Were the cameras there every day?
Well, it's really interesting because season one and season two are very different. And the first time around, I did a lot of interviews with the girls. And I followed 12 girls. So I was with them at least once a month. Following them and doing in-depth interviews with them. And in season two, we were there a lot more.
And we will talk about season two, which is set in Chicago. But this first season from a few years ago, want to get one thing out of the way right away. This is not reality television. This is a documentary. And that's a distinction that you've made. But what's the difference? How is this different than Real Housewives programs?
Well, it's really raw and gritty, and it's really where you allow, it's kind of verite is the term that you use. It's very fly on the wall. So you really see scenes that breathe. You see the footage being aired out. So you're not like constantly cutting to people talking about what they're doing, so that's one of the differences. But there really is a continuum now from documentary to reality, and you kind of borrow some of the techniques from each one.
Mm-hmm. And how did you choose what 12 girls the first time to follow?
Well, it's really hard because I really believe that every person has a story, and everybody has a story worth telling and very interesting story. But for me, I wanted to make sure that I was telling different stories. So I didn't want to have like 12 cheerleaders and tell the same story. So I wanted there to be a diverse cast.
I can't imagine how you got these girls' permission or their parents' permission to allow this much of their lives to be shared. And in a moment, I want to ask a couple of them about that. But how did you do it? How did you get their permission?
Well, it really does take a lot of trust, and I credit the parents for that. The first time around, it's interesting because Justine will talk, and I know that her mom felt it at the end. It was like, really, this is going to be on TV? I thought I was just going to get a video at the end of this. So that was really interesting. interesting. And then for the parents the second time around, they've already seen what it could look like, and then they had the faith in it. So it really is about trust.
Well, as I said, we do have a couple of the participants in season one of the program with us today. But before we talk to them, I want to take a little listen to a clip. This one involves Jessie. Here's a little bit of her story from season one of High School Confidential.
I had gotten intimate with Aaron, and there was a chance that I was pregnant, and he split. I thought he knew him. I thought I knew him well enough that he wouldn't do that, but I was wrong. And it hurt really bad when he left because I didn't know what I was going to do with my life after that if I was. He hasn't tried to call me to find out or anything, and my mom had called his mom and talked to her, and she doesn't care. She hasn't tried to call and figure out what has happened either.
Well, I felt really bad when the scare happened because I was just really scared about it myself, and it just got so complicated.
3 days later, I found out he had a new girlfriend, and he still hadn't found out that I'm not pregnant or anything.
She was so mad at me, and I just felt bad about myself. I kind of stayed away, but still wanted to be supportive.
I was like head over heels for this guy. I mean, I thought our relationship was perfect. I mean, it's really hard to explain the type of relationship we had, probably because we just broke up and everything, but I thought there was nothing that could ever come between us, and there wasn't up until that point.
That's Jessie from season one of High School Confidential, and after that that clip, the audience learns that Jessie went into a depression. She eventually had to be hospitalized. And at one point in the program, she says, "I didn't want to be at our high school reunion as the crazy, insane person that had to be locked up." Jessie joins us today. And Jessie, as you look back now and you listen to that, that was, I guess, 7 or 8 years ago now. What do you think about when you look back at that period in your life?
Well, hearing the clip always brings things right back to the moment you were when you were in them. One thing I would like to clear up was the depression actually took place in freshman year, and due to confining the story into 1 hour, it had to be pushed until after that clip aired about Aaron. So the two were actually not related. But, oh my gosh, it's like you're back there and you're hearing yourself go through that stuff all over again.
Yeah. Also joining us is Justine. I want to bring her into the conversation as well. Justine, along with your older sister, Courtney, you were featured in this. What was it like having cameras following you around at some very sensitive times in your life?
You know, you get to the point where you don't really notice them. You are there, and they're there with you, and they're not in your face. And you get so involved. And what I was going through, I kind of was just in my own world. And with a high school pregnancy, and you just get to that point where you're more focused on what's going on with you and your family than you are with this cameraman sitting right next to you.
Now, both of our guests, Jessie and Justine, did in fact deal with pregnancies as issues during their years on the program. But Sharon, all sorts of real life difficult situations emerged. One of the girls you followed was diagnosed with a brain tumor. There was an attempted suicide. There was a lot of drama, but it was real life. Is that part of the message of this show, that life is drama, that you don't have to make up drama, that's part of life?
Well, I think you're pretty much guaranteed of it, your word drama when you're looking at high school. You know, those 4 years are pretty dramatic, traumatic. It's amazing what you run into. And, you know, and I saw that, I knew that the second time around that it was also going to be rich with story, because that's just, it happens in life over 4 years, but it's kind of amplified when you look at a high school life.
And one of the things that you do with the program, and that's different than I think some reality shows, you don't start with episodes about their freshman year and then lead into their sophomore year. You actually tell the story of of one girl or two girls with each episode so that you follow them all the way through.
Well, yeah, and we did that in the first season. And actually in the second season, we changed it. And it was the first two episodes are freshmen and the next two episodes are sophomore year. So you actually see 10 girls in the season. The stories sort of arc over the season in the second series.
Why make the change?
Part of it probably is because of reality TV influence and that people are more used to seeing that kind of thing, where you have stories that stretch out and self-contained mm-hmm. episodes are...
that tease into the next episode.
Right.
Yeah, I have to say, from season one of the things that struck me the most is the way that you will show a girl in her senior year talking about the situation she has dealt with. You've told the story of a pregnancy or a brain tumor, and then you actually morph the photo into a picture of them speaking in their freshman year, and their hair is less fashionable, and they have braces, and they're almost always smiling and laughing more. It's like high school takes a real toll on them.
Right. Well, and I, you know, mentioning the morphing part, that's actually that's the most fun part of seeing the series come to life for me, because there's nothing else you can do. You can't do that in fiction, and in a documentary, you can only do that with time. You can only see that kind of change with time.
I want to invite our listeners into the conversation. When you think about your own high school years, how much did you know about what other people were going through? How much did they know of what you were really going through? And how does exploring other people's experiences, like this documentary does, affect how you live your own life? Call us at 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. You can also email us at centralstandard.org. Also, if you've seen High School Confidential, either the first season set here at Blue Valley Schools at Northwest High School, or season two, which is now available online, give us a call and tell us what the highlights were for you, what you found moving or profound about the show. Justine, your older sister, Courtney, as I mentioned, is in one of the episodes, and hers is actually a pretty tragic story in some ways. She enters very committed to making good choices. She's very religious. She's very athletic. And then things start to fall apart. What happened?
Well, like every, I think, high school student, she goes through that peer pressure point. And, I mean, she had her fun. She had her group of friends. But she got out of it, and she's right back to where she was. She's very religious now. She's about to finish at KU Med with her physical therapy. So she's doing really good. And she definitely learned from all that and took it as a learning experience, but knew in the end that she would be forgiven.
I had to laugh when I knew I'd be talking with you today, and I saw your first appearance in the series, where you're still in eighth grade. You're not even in the high school yet, and you're making all sorts of goofy faces at the camera as an eighth grader. How did you change over the time you were being profiled on the program?
Well, that was actually a home video that I didn't think would be
You weren't
found.
Planning for national broadcast.
No, and I was practicing my cheerleading facials, but... I definitely, looking at myself, I've changed. I don't have braces, and I kind of got out of that awkward stage. But I grew up a lot. What I went through, you kind of had to grow up right then, right now. And I'm still growing. I'm still learning. And definitely overall matured, too.
And can we talk a little bit about what it is that happened that became part of the story? You became pregnant?
Yes. My sophomore year of high school, I became pregnant. I was dating a guy who was 2 years older than me at a different school. I thought I was pretty cool doing that, but it all kind of went downhill from there with him.
Well, here's a clip from season one that starts with Justine's mother talking about her pregnancy.
When she has the baby?
Well, she'll definitely have the baby.
No, but I mean, when she has the baby, is she giving?
We won't keep the baby, no. I mean, if she was older, then, you know, that, I don't know. Maybe she'd have a little more input about it, but we'll probably give it up for adoption.
We're going to start looking at adoption agencies soon. It's been good.
How do you feel about that?
At first, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. But no, it's good. So I'd rather pick the parents than give the baby to an orphanage.
My my dad, right when we told him, he looked at me and was like, you realize there's no abortion. And I knew, like, I didn't want one, but he said, you were raised better than that. There was a girl at my school who was also pregnant, and she asked me if I was keeping my baby, and I said, no, we're doing adoption. And she called me a bad mother and said that she's never going to forgive me for this. So right then I felt like if I didn't keep her, I'd be doing something wrong. Every high school girl is judgmental. Every high school girl will look at another girl and go to their friend and whisper about them. And by being that girl that they whisper about, like, I've learned that you can't, like, there's, everybody's a person and they're who they want to be. And they're doing the same thing I did. I just got caught with it. It was hard, and I have to mature and tell myself that what I'm doing is the right thing.
That's Justine, back as part of the documentary many years ago now, reflecting on her experience. As you look back, I'll ask you the same question I asked Jesse a minute ago. Do you feel any differently? How do you feel as you reflect back on that?
A lot of those interviews, and with my mom, when they interviewed and said if I was older, I'd have more of an input. I had an input. It was my decision in the end whether to do adoption or not, and it wasn't like I was being forced or anything. And at the beginning, when I said, when that girl in the bathroom, I still remember that. She, thanks a lot. But it just, when you first find out, and I was 15 years old, and you just, all these thoughts are going through your head. Like, what do I do? How am I going to tell my parents? All this stuff. And when you learn, like, and when you really realize you are 15 years old, can you have a baby? Can you raise this baby? And I knew I couldn't. I was still trying to figure out who I am. I'm still trying to figure out who I am right now. I see she's six, and I don't think I could. I couldn't handle raising a child right now. And it's just good to see that I had the support from my parents and all that, that they helped make that decision for me.
Yeah. Jesse, I wonder when you know, there are other reality programs like 16 and Pregnant and other sort of high school reality shows that showed this in, and sometimes, I don't know, maybe sensationalist sort of ways. How do you feel like the program you were a part of, High School Confidential, is different?
I feel that High School Confidential gives you a real in-depth look of who these girls are. I mean, we all have experiences that define who we are, and certainly Teen Mom and other shows like 16 and Pregnant deal with that. But I think High School Confidential really shows you the evolution of what these girls go through, and beyond that, who they become because of the mistakes that they've made. What does it take to define who you're going to be? I think that show really focuses in on that.
Jesse, did it matter that the programs weren't being shown in real time, that it didn't air until after you were already out of high school?
I think that's one of the reasons that you get to see so much honesty in the show, to be honest with you, because looking back at it in high school when you're 14, 15, and you sit down in front of a camera and they tell you, oh, this will come out in about 5 years. 5 years is such a grand concept. It almost seems like it's an entire world away. So I was much more honest and truthful in front of the camera, thinking, oh, you know, this might never show, or that's 5 years away. I'll deal with it then. But my gosh, how time sneaks up on you.
Sharon, you know, you've developed some big fans of this series from season one and now season two. I understand even the Secretary of Education's a fan. Is that right?
Yes. Arnie Duncan was at Chicago Public Schools. He was the CEO of the Chicago Public School District when I went to them and asked them if I could do this in their schools. And so he was really the one who approved it. And he and his staff have been kind of keeping track of what's been going on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about season two, which is in the Chicago Public Schools, a different setting than Blue Valley Northwest. When did you go to Chicago? When did you do the filming? And how much had things changed since this 2002 to 2006 series?
Yeah, those are great questions. You know, I needed, the first time around, I self-funded it. And so I didn't actually get picked up by the network until I had actually filmed everything. So, but the second time around, I was fortunate enough to have WeTV greenlight it and say, okay, we will fund this and we're going to go for it, which is really unprecedented in the entertainment industry to greenlight a four-year project. So I started looking at different school districts, and it was really the summer after the season one had aired. So I went to Chicago Public Schools, and they gave me a few schools to tour and to choose from. Took a few visits to get everyone comfortable, and then we were able to start filming. And yes, it's very different because here was a suburban setting, and in Chicago it was urban. Some things are very different, and some things are very much the same. I mean, girls have the same inner struggle no matter what, where you are, if it's urban, suburban, I don't know, maybe even in the 1800s versus now, because women are always, growing into finding out about themselves, and self-image and self-identity, and all those kinds of questions are very prevalent. So the internal turmoil is still there. It's the external stuff that I think is a little bit different.
Well, let's take a little listen into a little glimpse of season two of High School Confidential.
I don't know where she was. I don't care, because whatever she says to me, it's a lie. So I don't really need any excuses or explanation from her, because, you know, I don't trust her at all.
Are you putting all this in your car?
Yeah.
My pillows and a bag. Yes, I do, because she doesn't want me leaving anything here. So yes, I do. I have to take it all.
Something's off here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're aware that Sierra's is. She's expecting.
How old are you again?
16. I had sex with Darnell one time, and I got pregnant. I'm not sure if I'm going to have to stop going to high school, but, like, how am I going to finish school?
That's a little moment from High School Confidential Season 2. We're with the executive producer of the series, Sharon Lease, as well as Jesse and Justine, who are two of the students who were chronicled in Season 1. Sharon, how can folks find Season 2? Where do they go to watch it?
It is on Amazon and iTunes.
Okay.
And it just finished on WeTV.
Very good. So we'll have a link with more information about the program at our website, KCUR.org. Before we let you all go, I want to ask Jesse and Justine if they would just kind of tell us where they are now. What's happened since their high school years? Jesse, let's start with you. What are you up to these days?
You know, it's so interesting to look back on who you were in high school, especially being 7 or 8 years down the road, like you mentioned, because I feel like I'm an entirely different person. I still cringe when I hear my younger self talk sometimes, because you want to jump back in time and slap yourself. But no, I'm doing well. I work as a nanny. I focus on an independent film career. I do a lot of commercial acting. I do voiceover work. I do a little bit of independent film acting. And I just love where I'm at now. It really goes to show you that every bump you take can be for the better, because you learn from your mistakes. And it's just a new life.
well, very good. Justine, what have you gone on to do so far?
Well, I am now a hairstylist. I work over in Westport, and I've been doing that for about 2.5 years now. And like Jesse said, you look and you watch the documentary. I watched it last night, and I see some of the things I said and did, and even my, like, body language. It's like you grow so much, and you realize that even high school and even the years I've been out of high school, you've had time to grow, and you take everything, mistake and all that, and learn from it.
Jesse, if you had to sort of offer a word to the next crowd of girls from season two, what would you hope they would learn from watching you and Justine and all the other girls in season one?
I hope that as much time, there's so much you want to tell them. I would probably say that as hard as it is sometimes to face who you were, it's a great opportunity that not a lot of people have to watch yourself and learn from yourself. I'm still learning from my episode 7 years later. And when I have kids, I'm sure it'll be an entire different experience for me again.
Right.
Just watch it and learn from yourself and be confident in the choices that you made and that they led you to who you are now.
Sharon, has High School Confidential done what you'd hoped it would do?
In many ways, yes, because I always hoped that it would create conversation, and that it has. It gives parents and their daughters an opportunity to talk about things because they have something else that they can reflect on.
Mm-hmm. Will there be a High School Confidential Season 3?
We'll see. I hope so.
All right. You know, leave us hanging. That's Sharon Lees. She's the executive producer of the WE series, High School Confidential. Season 2 has now aired, and it's available for sale online, and maybe you'll have another chance to see it sometime soon. Thanks so much for being here, Sharon.
Thanks for having us.
And Jesse and Justine are both students who were in Season 1 of High School Confidential, now living their lives here in the Kansas City area. They joined us to look back and reflect. Thanks for being here.
Thank you
for having us.
If you want to listen to this episode again, you can subscribe to our podcast. You can explore any of our past episodes. You can do all of that at kcur.org. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. I'm Brian Ellison, and this is Central Standard. Have a great day.